write about it.
So we're going to read out of the excerpts, a vessel that holds a blessing for Israel. From Genesis 12. Now the Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your kindred, and from your father's house, to the land that I will show thee, and I will make you of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless you, and him that curses you I will curse, and in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Quote number 2 out of Baal HaSulam, the Arvut, mutual guarantee, item 7:19. Therefore, the Creator did not find a nation or a tongue qualified to receive the Torah, except for the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose ancestral merit reflected upon them. As our sages said, the fathers observed the whole Torah even before it was given. This means that because of the exaltedness of their souls, they could attain all the ways of the Creator with respect to the spirituality of the Torah, which stems from their dvekut with Him, without first needing the ladder of the practical part of the Torah, which they had no possibility of observing at all. Undoubtedly, both the physical purity and the mental exaltedness of our holy fathers greatly influenced their sons and their sons' sons, and their righteousness reflected upon that generation, whose members all assumed that sublime work, and each and every one stated clearly, we will do and we will hear. Because of this, we were chosen out of necessity to be a chosen people from among all nations.